Now, to your health on WTOP.
Summer is wedding season, and it looks like a lot of insurance companies have decided to get together, too. In the past few months, we've seen Aetna work on buying Humana and Anthem taking over Cigna. Other insurance companies are just forming partnerships. Now, these deals still need the okay from federal regulators, but if they go through, what does it mean for you and the prices you pay for insurance? I talk about this with Gail Walensky. She's a senior fellow with Project Hope. She advised the first President Bush on health care.
We are seeing this jockeying around, but the question is, how can these insurers get enough size that they feel like they can have a strong enough position when it comes to negotiating prices with the merged hospitals or the merged physician groups? And that's what all of this activity is all about.
For those of us who are insurance shoppers, should we look for a bigger, whether it's merged or partnered or however it's happened, should we look for a big insurance company? Would that be to our benefit?
It might be, but what you really need to look at are the choices in terms of benefits that are offered, the premiums that will be charged, and the co-pays and deductibles, that first payment before your insurance kicks in, or what share of the bill you have to pay once you've passed your deductible. In some cases, the large plans may be able to give you the most choice and the best prices, but not necessarily. The Blues are around in most places, so even with the consolidation that we've been hearing about, there will be between regional players, the Blues plans, the major national plans, people should have choices, especially those now that are in the exchanges, who may not have been used to having choices. They need to look around. You shouldn't assume either the biggest will necessarily give you the best option, but rather have to do a little homework to find out what's offered and what suits you as a consumer.
With the understanding that we don't know the end chapters yet of these mergers and these other partnerships, what can we say about premiums at this point? Will they continue to rise?
Undoubtedly, because healthcare spending will continue to rise, and that is the biggest driver of premium increases. But there is pressure, both because the states are exerting pressure if the premium rises are very large, and because people are finding other choices around, and that kind of competitive pressure puts downward pressure on prices, particularly in the exchanges. People have shown themselves to be quite sensitive to the premium cost. Hopefully, they're also looking at the benefits and the other charges that they will face and not just premiums. But that's helping to keep the premium growth down. What we've seen in the exchanges is that frequently the plans that are most popular in 1 year may find themselves putting up bigger premiums than some of the other plans the next year. And so it's why people have to shop when they have a choice. Healthcare spending also is ticking up a little bit. We had very slow healthcare spending before 2014, historically low rates of around 4%. For 2014, the guess is it was about 5.5%, and it's probably going to continue to creep up a little.
That's Gail Walensky, senior fellow with Project Hope. She joined us on Skype.